我有一个学生
I have a student
他去祷告会
He went to the prayer meeting
他是女孩子
And she's a girl
他的父亲用竹竿打他
And the father hit her with a bamboo stick
脚差不多断了
almost broke her
leg. 他说主耶稣啊我为你受苦
He said oh Lord Jesus I suffer for your sake
他父亲把他关起来
And the father locked her up
他从屋顶爬到别人的屋顶再跑下去再到礼拜堂去祷告
And she escaped to the roof and came to the church to pray
他父亲以为把他房间关了就不能出去
And the father thought he had locked her up
后来人家说从礼拜堂快要回来了
And then later people say he's coming back from the church
你来死爬墙再打
And the father punished her again
再哭
And she cried again
后来他信主
And finally she
believed.
And the father chased her out of the house.
跑到神学院来读书。
And she came to the seminary to study.
只带一套衣服。
Only had a change of clothing.
你不必回来了。
The father said, don't ever come back.
天天为父亲祷告。
And every day she prayed for her father.
父亲最爱的就是这个女儿。
Because the father loved her the most.
这个女儿信了耶稣，父亲气死她了。
But the father hated her after she became a Christian.
从来没有恨父亲。
But she never do the same thing. She still loved the father.
有一天我到那个城市去讲道。
One day I was there to preach.
我去找他的父亲。
I went to look for the father.
他知道我是他的女儿的老师。
And the father knew that I'm her daughter, his daughter's teacher.
一面客气。
So he was very angry with me actually.
请坐。
Please take a seat.
我说我要来劝你信主。
I said I'm here to tell you about Jesus Christ.
不必讲耶稣。
You don't have to talk to me.
你来一千次我也不信。
I don't believe.
我说呢。你如果一千次不信，我就来一千零一次。
Since you won't believe in 1,000 times, I'll come 1,001 times.
他又气又没有办法。
And he got no choice.
后来怎么办呢
？What happened finally?
他无论如何不信。
He just simply refused to believe.
他女儿结婚的时候
，When the daughter got married,
他软下来了。
And he was soft.
参加婚礼。
And he participated in the wedding.
第一次到礼拜堂。
Or the first time he went to the church.
去礼拜堂的时候。
When he came into the church,
东张西望，莫名其妙的什么地方
？He kept looking at a strange place.
站在他女儿旁边。
He stood beside the daughter.
基督徒的爱心
and
他女儿对他的关怀
and the compassion the daughter gave to him.
过了十多年才感动
After 10 over years, then he was.
后来他的女儿到美国去
Later, the daughter went to America.
做一个教会的传道人
and became a preacher for a church.
他父亲后来呢，再到他女儿给他一张票去看他。
And the daughter sent a plane ticket for him.
每个礼拜天就是一直等礼拜天，因为在美国太寂寞，礼拜天就去听女儿讲道。
And in America, she was very lonely. Every Sunday, look forward to hearing his daughter.
那个是当然是的，为什么？因为没有人知道他从前打过女儿，又不是基督徒。
And nobody knew his past.
他一个基督徒坐在那边听。
So he pretended to be a Christian.
那么呢？听了以后怎么办呢
？What happened?
感到有道理。
And he felt that there was some reason to this.
回到印尼去，又不去做礼拜，因为大家都知道他本来不是基督徒。
When he returned to Indonesia, he stayed away from the church again.
到他离开世界以前
until right before he left the world,
几个钟头
a few hours before that,
我决定信耶稣
He said, "I believe finally."
他要他女儿给他施洗
and he wants the daughter to baptize him.
不要别人
don't want anybody else.
很感动人的
and this is a touching story.
劝你不要恨你父亲
so I will persuade you not to have hatred towards your father.
你父亲多么不好
no matter how bad he can be.
神借着他把你养到一段时间。
To God, you were brought up to a
certain period.
Maybe he deserted your mother.
那你的母亲如果叫你恨你父亲的话，那你母亲也不是太好。
If your mother taught you to hate your father, then she is not doing a right thing.
你的主没有这样教导。
Because your Lord did not teach you this.
你求主帮助你。
So may the Lord have give you mercy.
Is that only one heaven? One and only heaven for Christians only? 那么 how many do you want?
你到底要多少个天堂？
你要几个天堂
？How many heavens do you？
哎呀，天堂有几个？一个给基督教的，一个给佛教的，一个给什么的
？Every different religion has their own heavens。
那个一定是普通的礼堂。
This is just a common
hall. 不是天堂
，It's not heaven。
天堂是真理的所在。
Heaven is where the truth is.
良善的所在。
It's where compassion is.
爱的所在。
Where love is.
圣洁的所在。
Where holiness is.
永恒的所在。
Where eternity is.
喜乐的所在。
Where joy is.
平安的所在。
Where peace is.
那就是神自己的拥抱。
And it's the bosom of God
himself. 与神同在，那叫做天。
And that is being with God is what heaven is all about.
那你说我还不信耶稣怎么办
？And you say I do not believe in Jesus. What can I do?
我盼望你好好思想一句话。
I hope that you will think about this carefully.
你信不信耶稣？你反对耶稣是没有理。
There is no reason for you not to believe in Jesus.
你有我有理由。因为基督徒骗我。
Because Christians are maybe cheated you before.
耶稣说，那基督徒骗你，那是糊里糊涂的基督徒。
And
我没有骗过你，你反对我。
And Jesus said that this is the wrong Christian. The people who are not really Christians who have cheated you.
从来没有人像耶稣基督。
Nobody is like Jesus Christ.
像伟人舍己 流血，你钉十字架，为你求赦免，把神的救恩领到。
Who has given his life to you on the cross to bleed for you, and so that the salvation of God is upon you.
所以今天晚上我盼望你决定回到主的面前。
So this evening, I hope that you return back to God.
Ordered to deny the masses' ability to find God by themselves, but instead have to depend on the high priest for guidance, and thus conferring immense not our power on themselves. On themselves. 是不是前面的一半呢？哦，也是。Is that, so sorry, is that a possibility even to the smallest extent that people of authority have altered the Bible in order to control the masses? 你翻译。
是不是有一个微小的可能性，就是有权柄的人把圣经来作为修改，这样子用这个办法来控制群众？
That is the high priest in the past altering the Bible.
就是以前的祭司来把圣经来修改，用这个方法来阻止群众自己来找创意。
You must be very creative, huh?
非常有创意的这个。
所以你会想一大堆这样的东西。当然，你知道1947年、48年
1947-48
这个查出来的死海古卷。
The Dead Sea Scroll that was found.
两千多年前的东西。
This is something artifact from 2,000 years ago.
跟圣经的现在的印刷品来比的话
，When it's compared to the present Bible we have,
可以说每一个字精确。
All brief work was the same, precisely the same.
犹太人呢，写圣经的时候
，When the Hebrews wrote the Bible,
接到上帝的时候
，When they wrote about God,
他要站起来
，He need to stand up,
洗手
，wash his hands,
洗身。
And wash his body. Then he will write the word God. When he comes to a word again,
又出现上帝这个名字。
When the word God appear again,
他再去洗手。
He will do the same thing all over again.
洗手，再写。
And then
stand
by the word.
站着刻。
Standing.
所以不敢有一点一滴把它随便改变。
So there is no possibility of easy alteration.
全世界没有一本书比圣经更严谨的。保持准确性几千年。
There's no other book in the world that has the same accuracy with the Bible throughout history.
所以我相信你这个思想可能是你的。刚才这问题跑到哪去了？我想还有一些问题在这里。我想还有一些问题，这么多的问题。我不能答了。
There are so many questions and we have run out of time.
那么有一个问题，有一个可能性。
There's a possibility.
如果你说我还有问题，但是呢，现在时间已经到了，怎么办呢
？You said maybe I have another question that I want to ask, but you never answered it.
你们还要答吗
？If you want another answer,
还要我答吗
？If you want more answers,
那明天晚上。
Tomorrow evening.
明天在义安
理工学院。
理工学院，我们还有一场的解答问题。
We have another session tomorrow at Ngee Ann Polytechnic.
因为那边同这边不一样。
There's a bit of different in arrangement.
这里校方要本校的学生进来。
Over here there's a limitation towards students only.
那方就哪边就比较许可别的地方的也可以进去。
Over the other side they allow visitors from other places.
所以你就跑进去。
So you can go in and attend.
你就发问题。
And ask your questions.
我这些问题我不再念出来了。
I'm not going to answer all these
questions. 如果明天你出场，你从头问。
If you ask, you can ask again tomorrow.
我就知道你人在场。
I know that you are there because we will review the questions again.
免得我明天答这个你不来，那么别人问的我不答，就变成不答对了。
So try to come to ask your questions.
所以我们现在就到这个地方。
So we're going to stop.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你的爱，你把自己启示出来。因为你的恩典，你是基督为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。今天晚上我们有许多无论宗教的、思想的、科学的、人文的问题，我们愿意再一次到你的面前说出感谢你。你是启示的圣经把许多重要的答案已经赐下来，我们愿意更正确的、更谦卑的降服在你真理的下面，明白你的道，愿主你的光继续照耀。当我们大家低头闭眼睛的时候，我要奉主的问你，有哪一个人你说感谢上帝，今天我得到一些答案，给我解释了许多困难， 我的信仰得到帮助，我要感谢上帝。有这样的人，请把手举起来。
If our eyes are closed and if you say that you want to thank God that He has answered your questions, would you please raise your hand?
举了放下。
You can lower your hand after you
thank God because the answering has already strengthened your faith. You give thanks to God. Would you please raise
it to pray?
Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to come, to listen, to discuss, and to think about the truth. And we ask that your Spirit will be guiding us because your Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen.
今天我们用华语翻译成英文。
This evening we're going to be translating Mandarin into English.
当我一用英文的时候，它就自动翻译成华文。
But once the speaker speaks in English, I will translate into Mandarin.
这个是呢 ，computer 没有办法做到的。
This is something that computer cannot do.
只有神才会创造这样的。
And this is something that only can be done because we are created by God.
我们因为看不见上帝
，because we cannot see God，
所以我们想大概没有上帝。
So we think that perhaps there is no God.
我们以为没有看见的就可以不存在。
And we think that those that we cannot see probably do not exist.
有许多的事情我们从来没有看见。
But there are many things in life that we cannot see.
我们有许多物质也没有看见。
There are many matter that we cannot see.
我们连风都没有看见。
We have never seen the wind.
连电子都没有看见。
We have never seen the electron.
我们连速度都没有看见。
We do not know what speed is.
我们看见的是一个动的一个状态。
We only see the movement.
那这些的没有看见的事情就不存在吗？
But does that mean that all these things does not exist?
事情并不这么简单。
It's not so simple.
当一个人呢病得很重的时候
，When a person is seriously ill,
医生说你到山上去调养。
The doctor asked him to go to the mountains to go into a retreat.
因为他肺病很厉害。
This person had lots of problems.
当他在山路上走的时候
，And as he moved up to the mountains,
看见一块大的石头。
He saw a very big stone.
他就用这个石头呢，把这个把刀呢，把它刻了一个字，叫做没有上帝。
And he used his knife to cut the word "There is no God."
没有上帝，然后就签了他的名字上。
And he put his name beneath the statement.
然后他上山去了。
And then he went up to the mountain.
在山上调养一两个月以后。
And while he was resting on the mountain after a few months,
他的身体越来越好了。
And he became better.
那在山上每天呢，他看下去的时候。
And every day as he looked from the mountain top,
他就感到很奇怪了。
He felt very strange.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为人类一直呼吸。进去的是氧气，出来的二氧化碳。
Because he realized that when we breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide.
所有吸进的气都是很清新、很舒服的，出来的都是很臭、很不好的。
And everything that we breathe in is fine, is nice, but everything that we breathe out is foul.
那么人越来越多。
But there are so many people.
为什么空气还是这么清新
？But the air is still good.
是不是氧气永远用不完呢
？Why is it that the oxygen never runs out?
记得他的生物学老师告诉他。
And he remembered his physics, his biology teacher teaching him.
我们说不要的这个树他都要了。
Everything that we have discarded, the trees will have
gone. 树所不要的我们要。
And everything the trees discard.
所以到底是人比树聪明或者树比人聪明
？So who is the smarter one, the trees or the human being?
是我牺牲的或者他牺牲
？Am I making a sacrifice or did the trees make the sacrifice?
谁叫他把臭气吸进去
？And who taught the trees to breathe in what
we want? 谁告诉他要把好的空气吐出来
？And who taught the trees to give us what we want?
是我妈妈吗
？Is it my mother?
不是
，no，
是我祖母吗
？Is my grandmother？
也不是
，no，
是我的公公吗
？Was it my grandfather？
也不是
，no，
是我的教授吗
？And was it my professor？
也不是
，no，
是科学家吗
？Was it the scientist？
也不是
，no，
到底是谁安排这一切
？So who arranged for all this to happen？
所以他的问题就跑出来了。
And that is where his question.
你说没有神吗
？Is there no God？
合理吗
？Is it reasonable？
你说有神吗
？He said there's God。
合理吗
？Is it reasonable？
这是信仰的问题。
I said oh this belongs to faith。
你信就信吧。
Well, if you believe,
不信就不信吧。
And if you don't believe, that's a situation.
心里就开始怀疑了。
And he started to suspect in
this house. 如果没有一个很特殊智慧的在安排着自然呢，这宇宙怎么会这样呢
？How can the cosmos be what it is without wisdom and somebody to create it?
他看到这个一个河在这个山坡的下面流到远远的大海那里去。
And you see the river flowing from the mountain into the ocean.
怎么这个海这个河水变成海水，一直流，这个河还有水？
How can it be that the water keep flowing and flowing and flowing?
一直流，一直流，流不完。
And it kept going and going.
啊，因为山上下了雨，雨水积成溪，溪就积成了河，河就流到大河，也就到海里面去了。
It's very simple because the rainwater became a stream, the stream became a river, and there it goes.
一直流，一直流，为什么河里面的海水不会涨得太高呢？
And why is it that the river and the ocean does not?
为什么山上还有水可以流下去？
How come the water keep flowing?
是有没有人把那个 海水再拿上来到山上再丢下来呢？
Are there someone who took the water from the ocean back to the ocean?
你把一桶水啊从海里面带到山上去，到山上去，你已经半死了。
You have been so tired if you try to just carry a bucket of water.
太阳用烈光照着大海，那个水蒸气就上升，升到山上冷却，再下雨下来再流下去，这样周而不这个周行不停止的，到底是谁安排呢？
We know that there's a cycle where the sun will evaporate all the water, condenses on the top of the mountain. So where did this entire cycle come from?
是我妈妈吗?
Did it come from my mother?
不是。
No.
是我祖母吗?
Did it come from my grandmother?
不是。
No.
是科学家吗?
Did it come from the scientist?
不是。
No.
是我的教授吗?
Did it come from my professor?
也不是。
No.
一定有一个智慧的安排在大自然之间。
Surely there is an arrangement of great wisdom.
不但如此呢?
Not only that.
为什么太阳离开地球是那么远呢?
Why is it that the sun is so far away from the earth?
如果再近一点怎么办呢?
What happens if it's just slightly closer?
可能我就变成 barbecue 了。
Maybe I'll become a barbecue person.
再远一点怎么办呢?
What if it's a bit further away?
可能会变成 ice cube 了。
I'll become an ice cube.
如果电量离开地球不是29万公里的话,
if the moon is not 290,000 kilometers away,
而是29,000里的话,
but only 29,000 kilometers,
那么每一次这海水这个潮 这个上来的时候,
every time that the tide comes in,
都可以把我把它盖死,
all of us will be drowned.
它退的时候呢,
and when the tide goes away,
我已经变成尸体了,
we are all caught.
所以如果我在海边玩到一半, 海水一涨潮, 我跑都来不及了。
Maybe I'm playing about the beach and the tide comes in, I could run very fast. So who arranged for all this?
是我妈妈吗?
Did it come from my mother?
不是。
No.
是你祖母吗?
Is it your grandmother?
也不是。
No.
不是科学家, 不是教授。
It's not the scientist or your professor.
为什么太阳离开地球? 一万万五千万公里。
But how can the sun be exactly 1 billion distance away?
为什么是这样刚刚好呢？
Why is it so precise?
不但如此,
not only that,
这是秋天,
and this is autumn,
叶子都变成黄色, 变成红色, 慢慢变成五六种颜色。
All the leaves change color in autumns.
但是呢, 再过2个月,
but a few months later,
叶子全部掉下来了。
All the leaves will fall down.
不要紧。 明年我穿新衣，他穿新衣。
But it's okay. Next year everything will come again.
春夏秋冬，春夏秋冬。
So all the seasons keep repeating itself.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
因为地球倾斜23度半。
Because the earth is inclined for 23.5 degrees.
如果不是23度半， 是68度半怎么办呢？
And what happens if it's inclined 68 degrees?
脏气已经乱转一场了。
Everything will be in a big mess.
夏天的时候会热死了。
And you will die in the summer because of
冬天的人冷死了。
And you will freeze to death.
但是我们夏天热不死，冬天冷不死。
But in summer we will not die, and in winter we are okay.
为什么这样安排的呢？
So where did all this arrangement come from?
第一是凑巧。
Maybe it's a coincidence.
第二又是凑巧。
Maybe it's a coincidence.
第三又是凑巧。
Thirdly, also a coincidence.
第四就是凑巧。
Maybe you say a number four, all coincidence.
万万万万万次的凑巧。
So there are thousands and thousands of coincidences.
这是可能吗？
Is this possible?
所以没有人同他传道的。
So people do not preach.
没有人劝他的。
Nobody has taught us about this.
他就开始怀疑。 没有神是不对的。
So this person think about it and he said probably it's not logical to think that there is no God.
我们从前老公公叫做神。
In the past we think that God is probably some old man in the heavens.
我不要这样想，他说，我要想有一个最大的宇宙最高的智慧的那个灵界里面的主宰管理一切。
And this person on the mountaintop say, I want to think about the greatest being there is that's in control of everything.
所以呢，这个。 孔子的书里面说，交涉之理，所以祭上帝。
And Confucius said that because of the riches we have, so we think that there is a God.
孟子说，天降大任以斯人也。
And mentioned say that heavens give us great tasks to do in our lives.
子所否者，天念之，天念之。孔子讲的。
And Confucius say that anything that I do not like, the heavens also disagree.
冥冥之中呢, 那些最伟大的圣人都相信天上有一个主宰。
So we see the great teachers of the past all understand that there is a great controller in heaven.
所以他的观念就改变了。
So this person's concept started to change.
当最后他下山的时候,
in the end, when he came down from the mountain,
走走走走走走走,
and he was walking along,
山坡的时候, 看见从前那块大石头,
and suddenly he saw the big stone that he was using last fight.
没有上帝,
there is no God.
他的签名,
and his name is there.
他说糟糕了, 我现在不是这样想了。
He said, but I've changed my mind.
那怎么办呢?
What do I do?
这个刻出来的, 不容易擦掉的。
But I've cut the thing there.
肥皂洗不掉,
I can't wash it away with the soap.
用水冲不掉的,
I can't use water to just clean it away.
擦不掉的,
I can't erase it away.
用头脑忘不掉的,
I cannot just change it.
那怎么办呢?
What can I do?
到底他是一个理工学院的学生。
Well, this person is a graduate from the polytechnic.
很有technique.
So he has lots of technique.
又很有头脑,
and pretty smart too.
他就上面加一个神经病的人说,
and so in the end, he added a statement up there and said, crazy person says there is no God.
搞定了,
so that settled the case.
他的签字还在那里,
and his name is still there.
神经病人说没有上帝,
crazy person says there is no God.
因为他已经不属于那种人了。
He does not belong to that type of person anymore.
美国有一次在纽约联合国开会的时候,
in a United Nations meeting once,
这个苏联的克鲁乔夫,
Khrushchev from the Soviet Union flew to New York.
当他下机的时候,
after he has alighted,
气氛同苏联很不一样,
he found that the atmosphere is very different.
所以美国的记者很敢发问, 很自由, 很勇敢,
all the American journalists like to ask daring questions.
所以他问, Mr. Khrushchev,
and he asked Mr. Khrushchev,
are you an atheist?
你是不是无神论者?
Yes, I am an atheist.
他说是, 我是无神论者。
他以为问完了,答完了,就完了。
So you thought that's the end of the question.
谁知道他答完了,那个人还不完。
But the journalist refused to let go.
Are you truly an atheist?
你真的是无神论者吗?
I'm truly an atheist.
我真的是。
那个人还不甘心哦。
But the journalist refused to let go.
Who knows? So you say there's no God, but in your heart you believe God exists.
虽然因为你是共产党员，所以你说没有上帝， 可能你心里面就相信有上帝。
Khrushchev 怎么讲？
What did Khrushchev say?
God knows I am an atheist.
上帝知道我是无神论者。
我要问了一个问题，
I want to ask you a question.
有真正绝对的无神论者吗？
Are there anyone who is absolutely an atheist?
我告诉你,没有。
Let me tell you, there is no such person.
没有真正的无神论者。
There is not one person who is truly an atheist.
你说,你怎么可以讲,我就是。
How can you say that I am an atheist?
我告诉你,我也是无神论者。
Let me tell you, I am an atheist too.
但是呢,我想过几年以后,我就。
After thinking about it seriously for a few years, I changed my mind.
你说,凡是有头脑的人都是无神论者。
He said, anybody who is intelligent must be a person who is an atheist.
这就表明他的头脑里面没有神就是了。
Actually, it simply means that this person does not have
,有头脑的人无神论吗?
Is it true that all intellects are atheists?
有神论的人无头脑吗?
Is it true that you believe in God, you have no brains?
我们科学之父,
our scientific father,
the father of modern science, 是谁呀? 你们知道吗?
Who is the father of modern science?
谁呀? 啊? 毛泽东啊? 谁呀? 啊?
Einstein.
No! Einstein is very modern. 但是the modern science 是几百年里面来的。 Newton? 还有呢?
啊? Bernoulli.
Bernoulli?
Well, aircraft.
Aristotle? That's ancient, not modern. He died 2,300 years ago. 还有哪一个呢? 我问你啊。 Newton or Alton? The modern science father is Francis Bacon.
Francis Bacon.
你们听过这个名字吗?
科学之父。
不是早上以前的Bacon, 是英国的Francis Bacon. 为什么呢? In the Aristotle invented
Aristotle 所发明的就是在怎么样寻求答案的方法。
演绎法。 But Francis Bacon opposed and changing into another direction called inductive method.
所以 Francis Bacon 的做那个寻求的方法是相反的。
Actually, inductive method was hidden in the way of searching the right definition in the days of Socrates.
所以在苏格拉底的时代，这一种方法就已经存在了。
And Socrates was more earlier than Aristotle and even Plato.
而苏格拉底比Plato跟Aristotle更早。所以古代的这个知识论
集大成的最重要的发现者是苏格兰。So
the greatest discoverer of methodology and knowledge is Socrates.
而近代的科学之父方法论最重要的提倡者是 Francis Bacon.
And we think that Francis Bacon is the most important modern father of science.
Francis Bacon 呢，写了一本书叫做 Nova Organum.
And Francis Bacon wrote a book that Dr. Tong just mentioned.
对这句话的意思呢，有拉丁文的意思，就是说呢，新工具的意思。
Because it's in Latin.
The new tool, new instrument, or new type of methodology 是这个意思。那这一个人呢，他里面讲一句话。There's
a very important statement in the book.
他说，刚刚研究科学的人，And
those who just started studying science,
一定变成
Surely will become a person who will not believe in God.
但是，当你研究到更深更深的时候
，But if you study it in depth,
一定被科学逼你到上帝面前来去问他。
Science will force you to come before God.
所以人不能说我现在不相信神，我就是个绝对的无神论者，没有这样的事情。
So you can't simply declare that because I do not believe in God, I'm an absolute atheist.
因为你还不能代表你自己。
Because you cannot represent yourself.
你说我不能代表我自己，谁不代表我自己？
So how can that be?
你只能代表从你生出来到今天的这个你。You
only represent yourself up to this stage in
your life. 你不能代表两年以后的你。You
cannot represent yourself 2 years from now.
你不能代表5年以后的你。
Or 5 years from now.
You are not only just right now your existence to be represented, but you can be represented after your further study. Full understanding of the truth.
你的存在不局限于现在，你的存在在未来还是存在。所以呢，唐崇荣不等于今天的一切就叫做唐崇荣。 So everything you see today is not just simply Stephen Tong.
当有一天
，one day，
你真的与神相遇的时候
，if you truly encounter God，
你听出微妙的道理的时候
，and suddenly you hear His mysterious message，
你就知道。 事情不像你年轻的时候所想的那么简单。
Then you suddenly realize that it's not as simple as when you thought when you're younger.
我有个老师。
I have a teacher.
那个时候我17岁，他已经差不多60岁。
When I was 17, he was more than 60.
他如果活到现在，应该是100多一点。
If he's alive today, he will be more than 100 years old.
这个人是鲁迅的朋友。
And this person is the friend of 鲁迅。
在上海的时候呢，曾经和鲁迅结成一个文学家的这个协会。
And he formed a society for all the writers.
他的名字叫做彭崇禧。这个人在教我的时候，他60岁的还是个无神论者。He
was 60 years old and he does not did not believe.
但是呢，当过了15年以后
，After 15 years，
我在讲到。
When I was preaching,
我提到这时候提到神学、科学
，philosophy, theology, and science.
很奇怪的，他那个孩子来参加我的聚会。And
surprisingly, his son was among the congregation.
他们就在门口等他。And
he was waiting at the door.
我讲完后出去的时候，没有想到碰到他了。And
as I was leaving, surprisingly, I met him.
他说什么呢
？What did he say? It's Stephen.
啊，事情真是奇妙。It's
such a marvelous thing.
人的问题很难了解。It's
difficult to understand all.
相信没有神是比较合理的。In
the past, I think it's reasonable to think that there's no God.
现在我认为，相信没有神所需要的信心比相信有神更多。But
I think now that you need more faith to believe that God does not exist.
我认为应当是信神。And
I believe it's more reasonable to believe in God.
他自己改变了。And
this is what he told me.
他自己感受了一些不同的东西。He
felt that lives have changed and things are different.
不但他
，Not only is this，
连毛泽东年老的时候两次讲一句话。
When Mao Zedong was old, he said,
他说什么呢？ 不久以后我要去见上帝。
He said, after a while, I'm going to go and meet God.
I'm going to see God soon.
不久以后要见上帝。不久以后，他被谁讲的？ He talked this, said this to.
他被薛先生讲的。什么叫薛先生呢？ Snow, Mr. Snow.
He said this to Mr. Snow.
因为美国啊。 跟中国没有关系的时候
，because when there was no diplomatic relations，
只有一个美国人
，there's only one American，
可以随时见毛泽东
，who could see 毛泽东 anytime he feel like it。
那个人是从 Kansas City 来的
，and this person came from Kansas City。
我在 Kansas City 讲到的时候
，I was preaching at Kansas City。
我们汽车经过他所住的房子
，our car bypassed his house。
有一个物理学的博士对我说
，and it was a physics professor saying this to me。
这个房子就是 Mr. Snow 的房子。
Reverend Dong, this is Mr. Snow's house。
我说 Which Snow？
I said What Snow？
他说 Edgar Snow。
His name is Edgar Snow。
Edgar Snow 是谁呢
？Who's Edgar Snow？
They call him the friend of Mao Zedong。
He was called the friend of Mao Zedong。
所以呢，一个人你说无神。
So you say if you do not believe in God，
我相信你正在那个阶段里面。
I think it is just a process。
因为你讲无神，神就变成没有了吗
？Does God disappear just because you do not believe in？
没有这样的事情。
It's not so simple。
上帝不会因为你赞成他存在，他就存在。
God does not exist simply because you agree that he exists。
上帝也不会因为你信他存在，他就更存在。
And God does not exist more because you have more faith.
上帝不会因为你不信他存在，他就变成不存在。
And conversely, God does not disappear simply because you do not believe.
神的存在
，the existence of God，
不是人讨论神的结果。
It's not the result of our discussion.
神的存在
，the existence of God，
也不是人信神存在的结果。
It's not the result of our faith in Him.
神的存在
，the existence of God，
是人讨论神、信神、不信神的原因。
It's the reason why we are discussing whether He exists or not.
如果神不存在
，if God does not exist，
为什么有千千万万的人相信他
？Why is it that millions of people believe in Him？
那你没办法解释这个。
This is something difficult to explain.
我不信，所以他不存在。
And so it does not exist simply because I do not believe in Him.
内心深处相信神存在的人是千千千万万万的。
But there are millions upon millions of people who truly believe from the bottom of their hearts that God exists.
在法国有一个很漂亮的圆顶的大建筑，而且这个圆顶用金把它砌的。
There's a very beautiful building in France.
你注意看的时候
，that is painted in gold.
以为是王宫。
And it looks like a palace.
不是。
It's not a palace.
大别墅。
And it's a big villa.
也不是。
It's not a big villa.
政府机关。
Is it a government organization?
也不是。
It's not.
是什么呢
？What is it?
是坟墓。
It's a cemetery. It's a grave.
高到差不多20层楼高。
It's almost 20 story high.
整个圆顶用金把它砌起来。
There's a dome on top made of gold.
谁这么有钱，坟墓用黄金来砌的？
Who's so rich to do this?
那是拿破仑的这个墓地。
It's the grave of Napoleon.
拿破仑的这个陵墓。
And this is his tombstone.
为什么呢
？Why?
你法国人要把自己最伟大的英雄找来，找来找去找不到，去找一个拿一个破轮子的人放在那边。
Because the French want to honor their greatest hero.
但是呢，你到英国
，But if you go to England，
你们说拿破仑怎么样呢
？What happened to Napoleon？
他们说啊，那个给我们打败那个人了。
They say that guy is defeated by us.
那个傻瓜是吗？那个傻瓜是吗
？That idiot.
所以呢，法国最伟大的人
，So the greatest person in France，
英国看不上眼
，is not so great in England.
法国人是拿破仑很伟大
，And the French say Napoleon is the greatest.
纪念他。
And we remember him.
崇拜他。
And we worship him.
全世界只有一个建筑物是为了拿破仑建的。
And there's one that building is made just for him.
他很伟大吗
？Was he a great person?
只有在法国人心目中那么伟大。
And only great in the hearts of the French.
你会不会在中国找一个拿破仑的纪念堂
？Can you find a memorial to Napoleon in China?
在印度两个。
In India.
在加拿大五个。
In Canada.
在美国几个
？A few in America.
我告诉你。神如果不存在
，If God does not exist，
敬拜上帝的地方，千千千万万万，你以为那些人是神经病吗
？Is it true that all these people who worship in millions of worship halls all over the places are crazy？
你以为那些人比你笨吗
？Do you think these are dumber people than you？
你明年呐、啊、能不能升班都不知道。
You don't even know whether you can be promoted next year。
你从理工学能不能毕业都不一定。
Whether you can graduate from the polytechnic is still something you don't know。
但是，牛顿时的时候。
But when Newton died,
伽利略死的时候
，When Galileo died,
Kepler 死的时候
，When Kepler died,
这些爱因斯坦死的时候
，When Einstein died,
他们都是一个相信上帝。
All of them died as a believer in God.
不但如此
，Not only that,
连达尔文，因为他大，所以很斯文，叫达尔文。
And also for Charles Darwin,
那他死的时候，他讲什么话
？When he was dying, he said this.
我直到今天从来没有沦落成为无神论者。
I have never been an atheist all my life.
如果你不是读理工的
If you are not a person who is in the body,
你是读历史的
，and a person who studies history,
你是读文学的
，a person who studies literature,
你是读哲学的
，a philosophy。
那么，脸二十世纪反对上帝最厉害的沙特，你看他的文章里面讨论神，提到神的字是多得不得了。
And those people who oppose God in philosophers' writing always mention about God.
愿上帝赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我本来是一个反对上帝的。
In the beginning, I was a person who opposes God.
当我17岁的时候
，When I was 17,
我感到自己很了不起。
I thought I was a great person.
其实不是了不起，是起不了。
But actually, I was not so great.
那时候我为什么感到自己了不起
？Why did I think I was great?
因为别人读书两个月才考试，我两天就搞定了。
I could just spend 2 days studying what people would take 2 months.
不但如此，我17岁的时候
，When I was 17,
我上课一个礼拜30多个小时。那个教书呢，差不多45个小时。
I studied for 30 hours, but I taught for 40 hours.
我赚的钱呢，比许多最大的礼拜堂的牧师2倍多。
I made a lot of money, twice as much as many pastors.
我17岁的时候呢
，and when I was 17,
我教的夜校的学生年纪最大的58岁。
I taught the oldest among my students of 58 in the evening classes.
我看自己很了不起。
So I thought I was a great person.
不但如此呢
，Not only that.
那个时候我读的不是这个什么叫做大番薯同这一个什么。老夫子不是这样的书。
I do not read comics.
我那个时候读什么书呢
？What kind of books did I read?
唯物论的书
，I read about materialism.
无神论的书
，Atheism.
进化论的书
，Evolution.
辩证唯物论
，and all kinds of debating books.
无神论这些书
，and all books that talk about philosophy.
最讨厌的就是牧师
，and I hated the pastors.
我最看不起的就是那传道人
，and I hated all the preachers.
所以我到教会去听到的，我头是歪的。
When I go to the church, I'm very hostile.
眼睛瞪着他们
，and I keep staring at them.
当看见传道人在那里嘶声力竭讲道的时候，我说这些垂死挣扎的人要讲什么
？When all these preachers are preaching, I say, oh, these are dying race.
你们帝国主义的德国还是呱呱叫
？And these people are imperialists.
我就这样看着他
，and I look at them.
我不知道那些牧师呢，看我这个人这个嘴脸，他什么感觉
？I don't know how those preachers and pastors felt when they were looking at me.
但是很奇怪
，but it was very strange.
后来上帝的爱感动我，后来我自己做传道人的。
Finally, the love of God moved me, and I became a pastor myself.
我也开始讲道了
，and I started preaching.
因为我感受到神
，because I felt the presence of God. I experienced Him.
没有人请我做传道。
Nobody has hired me as a preacher.
没有人给我钱的。
Nobody has paid me.
我把我的薪水一部分拿去买单张、买圣经，在路上、在乡下、在学校里面、在医院里面传道，牺牲自己，叫人信耶稣。
I use part of my salary to buy tracts, and I give.Gospel tracts in the hospital, in the streets, in the schools.
当我讲道的时候
，When I was preaching,
我发现上帝就派一大堆这样的人来看我。
And I find a lot of people were hostile towards me.
我知道啊，这个叫做报应，你懂吗
？I know this is retribution.
因为从前我看牧师是这样看
，Because in the past I was hostile.
现在他们就这样看我了。
Now my audience were hostile.
但他这样看的我也不怕，因为我也知道这样看。
But I'm not afraid of them.
因为我知道我从前经历过那个事情
，because I knew I experienced the same thing。
但我常发现
，but I discovered
第一天这样的
，the first day hospital，
第二天这样
，second
level， 第三天这样
，third day level，
第四天这样
，finally very gentle，
第五天这样
，and they will agree
到主的面前来
，and they will come before the Lord。
感谢上帝
，praise be to God。
我今天不讲太多
，I'm not going to speak for too long。
我们讲到这个地方，好不好
？Stop here。
接下去我要解答你们的问题
，and I want to answer your questions now。
我相信青年人发问题是他的权利。
I believe that it is the right of a young person to ask questions.
而这一生，我做教师，我教哲学、教神学、教这个文学等等，到现在已经差不多46年了。
I have taught for 46 years philosophy, theology, and literature.
那我直到今天，没有一个学生的问题我看不起的。
I have not looked down upon any questions that have been asked.
或者学生生发问题，我生气，从来没有。
Or I've never been angry with the Christian.
除非我的时间不够。
Unless I had not enough time.
那我就没有办法答完。
I will not be able to finish all.
有可能的话
，If it's at all possible,
我会尽用总原则的方式来讨论你的问题。
I will try to answer your question in general principles.
所以我没有机会读完你们的问题。
I don't have the time to finish reading all your questions.
今天来的时候才交给我。
There are so many questions that have been
submitted right now. 现在还有一些还在写是吗
？Some of you are still writing.
现在快快交上来，我就不收了哈，因为时间是不够的。
So please submit your
questions quickly. 因为这里已经很多了。好，我现在开始解答问题。这里一个题目 ，Why do I need God in my life？
我的生命为什么需要上帝
？Because you are created by God, created for God, and Christ created
with the image and the likeness of God.
因为你是由上帝创造，是为上帝创造，而且有上帝形象的人。
你不是其他的动物。
You are not like other animals.
你是超过所有动物，你是人，就是有神形象的。或乎不是动物。
You are a living being with the image of God, transcending all animals.
所以你里面有个空间大到一个地步，除了神自己来到你里面，你永远没有平安和真正的满足。
So there's a vacuum in your heart that is so large that unless God comes between in your vacuum, you cannot have real peace in your life.
你说我为什么需要上帝呢？
You say I do not need God.
当你这样讲的时候，你还没有发现你是有神形象样式很伟大的受造的人。
When you ask a question like that, you have not discovered that you are a great person that is created by God.
12岁的孩子说，我发誓永远不结婚。
A child that is 12 will say, I swear that I will never get married.
13岁眼睛就溜来溜去。
By the time he's 13, he started to look around.
你笑了，因为你有经验。
All of you are experienced.
12岁的孩子有的发誓，我一定不结婚。
When you are 12, you say, I swear I will never get married.
15岁就我永远爱你。
By the time you're 15, you say, I love you forever.
任凭山这个山枯，这个海枯石烂，我永远爱你。
And no matter what happened to the mountains and the sea, I will still love you.
我活到这么老，没看过什么海枯干，什么石头烂掉，从来没有看过。
But I've never seen the sea or the mountains disappearing in my life.
怎么15岁的孩子会讲我永远爱你？
But when we are 15, we say we love you forever.
因为他开始发现他有永恒性。
Because suddenly he realized that he has a sense of eternity in him.
他开始发现他应该有责任感了。
Suddenly he realized there's a sense of responsibility.
开始发现他是爱的，他不愿意离开他。
Suddenly realized that he do not want to leave that which he loves.
这个永恒性，这个责任感，这个不愿意离开的这个合一性的意念，就变成他讲出我不能放弃你，我要永远爱你那些话出来。
And all this essence propelled the person to say, I want to love you forever.
那些话连去年他都不懂什么意思。
Just a year before, he does not know what he means.
前年他还说我一定不结婚的。
And a year before, he said, I will not get married.
为什么呢？
Why is this so?
你还没有发现你需要神。
Because you have not discovered that you need God.
所以你问我为什么需要神。
So you ask a question like that.
当毛泽东发现他不过是一个会死的人呢，他就说我不久要去见上帝。
But Mao Zedong realized that he's just a human being. He has to declare that I had to meet God one day.
很可惜，他发现的太迟。
But he realized that way too late.
你要去见上帝，同上帝要不要见你是两件事呢。
You going to meet God and whether God wants to see you is
something. 好了，我现在想我要去见李光耀。
Say I want to go and see the senior minister.
你先打电话问他认识你吗？
You gotta call him to find out whether he knows you.
要不要抽时间见你？
Whether he has a time for you.
啊，你不要，我一来他就见我，因为我是毛泽东。
You say I am Mao Zedong, he will surely see me.
所以为什么你不感到你需要上帝呢？
Why is it that you do not need God?
因为你还没有发现你里面有这个需要。
Because you have not discovered the need inside of you.
你对你自己的认识还是太有限。
You are just having a very limited understanding of yourself.
愿上帝光照。
May the Lord enlighten you.
15世纪以前。
Before the 15th century.
15th century ago.
15th century ago.
有一个很伟大的思想家。
There's a very great thinker.
叫做 Augustine.
His name is Augustine.
他讲一句话。
Augustine said this.
There are only two things I want to know through my whole life.
一生只要知道两样事情。
Firstly, God.
上帝。
Second, human soul.
就有关于人的灵魂。
If you ask me nothing else,
你问我还有什么东西你要知道的吗？
I will answer you definitely nothing else.
我跟你讲，肯定我只要知道两样事情。
你说他只要知道神跟知道人的灵魂，他什么都不懂吗？
Is it true that he does not know anything?
他什么都懂。
He knows a lot of things.
9岁的时候
，When he was 9,
已经研究修辞学了 ，The art.
He already understood his story.
他10多岁的时候
，When he was in his teens,
已经明白当时所有的哲学了。
He already understood the prevalent philosophy.
大概14、15岁的时候
，When he was 14、15,
他已经做教授的工作了。
He was doing work of a professor.
但是这个人呢？
But this person,
他年老的时候呢
，When he was old，
他说我实在要知道的只有两件事。
There's only two things I need to know:
who is God,
who God is,
and what is man.
人是怎么样的？
康德也是如此。
康德 came once I was dying.
年老写一封信给他的朋友。
He wrote a letter to his friend.
他说我一生真正要知道的只有四件事。
There are only four things I really want to know in my life.
第一
，Firstly，
人是什么？
What is man?
第二
，Secondly，
人到底能知什么
？What can man know?
第三
，thirdly，
人当做什么
？What can man do？
第四
，fourthly，
人可以盼望什么
？What can man hope for？
他好像都在讲人的事情呢、啊。
He seems to be talking about human being。
人是什么的时候
？When he asks what man is，
anthropology。
It's anthropology。
人能知什么的时候
？And what can man know？
Epistemology。
Epistemology。
人当做什么的时候
？When what can man should man do？
Ethics。人能够盼望什么的时候
？But what can man hope for？
The religious faith。
And this is about faith，
宗教的信仰，宗教的盼望 ，beyond the limit of life，
在人生以后的事情，
这是神的问题。
And this is a question of God。
伟大的思想家
，so all great thinkers
不会停止在只看到物质就满意的地步。
Do not stop at the physical realm，
那不是人
，those are not human beings，
那是普通的动物。
There's this common animal，
它有刺
，and after eating，
尾巴就摇了。
对对，这是有 tail for animals。
长大了。有老婆他就高兴
了。They just be happy when they grow up and have a wife.
人不是如此。
But human beings are not like that.
And now do I know Jesus? How do I know Jesus is only way?
我怎么知道耶稣是唯一的道路？
耶稣说 ，I am the way, the life, and the truth.
耶稣说我是真理、生命、道路。
No one come to the Father but by me.
除了借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
这一句话呢，是不是一个很骄傲的人讲的
？Is this something that came from a very arrogant person？
可能
，perhaps。
这句话会不会神经病的人乱讲的呢
？Can a crazy person say something like that？
可能
，yes。
这句话会不会大骗子讲的呢
？Can a con man say something like that？
可能
，yes。
这句话会不会得意忘形而不自觉的说随便讲出来讲错的呢
？Can this be a mistake that somebody just utter？
可能
，possible。
但是我要问你另外一个可能。
But let me ask you another possibility。
有没有可能真正那独一的道路、真理、生命，他自己有资格讲这样的话呢
？Is it possible that this statement came from the real truth, the real life, and the real way？
也可能
，it's possible too。
所以当你把前面四个可能绝对化的时候
，So when you absolutize all the first four possibilities，
你已经是在相对的堕落里面了。
You are already falling in your relativity，
因为你先把那些当作是绝对的。
Because first of all, you assume that those statements are absolute。
你把所有绝对化的东西反对了真正的绝对的可能。
And you use your absolute thinking to reject the real absolute person。
我可以用这个东西做一个比喻。
Let me give you an illustration。
On off 在哪里啊？
哦，没有了。
可以不可以开这个东西？你给我要用那个什么？那我要跑到那边再跑回来。
Get the mic。
有没有笔？等下等下，那个不要先讲那个。有没有笔？如果没有笔，就像生命没有内容。如果写上去擦不掉，就是犯了罪，没有办法解决。啊，现在二加。二加二等于多少？等于四。现在一个人说等于五。
Two plus two equals four, but maybe you want to say that it equals five.
另外一个人说七又吃力，为什么你才对？等于六。
Another person say, how can you be right? It equals six.
还有一些人说七又吃力，你们各自以为你们对，我也我的自由，这个是民主时代，我等于八。
Another person say that this democracy equals to eight.
另外一个来了，等于十二。
Another person say it is equal to twelve。
好，那么这个四还没有出现的时候
，and before four is seen by everybody。
有的说五，有的说六，有的说八，有的说二。
Some say five, six, another say eight or twelve。
大家以为他都对
，and everybody thinks that they are right。
老师来了
，and the teacher comes
说错。
They say all these are wrong。
哇，你说来，我们合起来把他杀死。
And we say, hey, let's oppose the teacher.
因为他敢把我们全部否定掉了。
Because he objected to all of us.
他不知道现在是民主时代。
He doesn't know that we are in democracy.
这是 human right.
And this is human right.
Human right means nothing wrong.
And there's nothing wrong with human right.
Human right, no human wrong. 对不对？所以呢，有的时候六，有的时候八，有的时候十二。
So sometimes you think it's five, six, or seven.
后来有一个人来了。
And then someone come along.
这个人说 ，You are wrong.
And the person say you're all wrong.
The only one right, that is me.、
And、the only person who is right is me.
他们是七又是你是谁
？How can this be?
你怎么敢讲你才对的
？How can you say that?
他说 ，Who am I? Do you know? I am Mr. Four.
I'm Mr. Four.
所以 ，Only Mr. Four is qualified to say only he is right.
只有四先生才有资格说只有他是对的。
所以当你说呢，有没有可能耶稣是那独一的道路呢？
So when you ask the question, is it possible that Jesus is the only way?
我的答案是。
My answer is yes.
如果真理的本身会向我们介绍他是真理，那就这个就是最好的办法去认识真理。
If the truth himself were to introduce himself to us as the truth, that is the best way.
如果连这个可能性你都否定掉的话，
If you deny this possibility,
那你以为你是很科学的，是很民主的，你是在相对主义中间绝对化相对。
I think that you are very scientific, but actually you are using a relative means to deny the absolute.
所以 C.S. Lewis, 英国的大文学家，
So C.S. Lewis said this.
他曾经是一个无神论者。
He was an atheist once.
后来呢，他研究基督教的结果呢。
And after studying Christianity,
他讲的一句话。
He said this.
If Jesus is not God,
如果耶稣不是神
，Who is he?
那他到底是谁？
如果耶稣不是上帝，那他是谁呢
？If Jesus is not God, then who is he?
所以这个是你要回答的。
And this is a question for you this evening.
从来没有人像耶稣。
Nobody was like Jesus Christ.
讲那样的话语。
Who dared to say things like that?
因为他以神的身份介绍自己的时候，他的话具有神性的本质在里面。
Because when he speaks of this as a person representing God, he himself is divine.
我单举一个例子好了。
Let me give you just one example.
耶稣说呢，你们到普天下去传福音，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，然后教导你的，就吩咐他们去遵行。我就与你们同在，直到永永远远，直到世界的末了。
And Jesus asked his disciples to go into the whole world to spread his gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and he will surely be with us until the end of the time.
以后他就离开他的门。
And then Jesus left.
我问你，有没有人这样讲
？Would there be anyone who actually said this in history?
孔子死以前
，Before Confucius died.
你们听我的话。
He said, "All of you come before me."
照我的事去做
，and just follow my will.
我就好好和你们在一起，直到世界的末日。
Has he ever said that I will be with you until the end of times?
你让他你说什么
？And he said, "What do you say?"
你走了，还一直和我同在。
You will ask Confucius, "How can you be around after you have gone?"
那最好你走就走你的好了。
Maybe you just go and don't come back.
你去你的，不要再回来。
And、please don't come back.
我会吓死的。
We will be frightened to death.
从来没有人可以。
No one dare say that.
毛泽东也没有对王洪文、姚文元、张春桥、江青说：“你们乖乖听我话，我去了一直和你在一起，这都永永远的。”不能这样讲。
毛泽东 would not say that. After I die, I will come back and visit you guys.
苏格拉底不能这样讲。
Socrates did not say the same thing.
穆罕默德不能这样讲。
Muhammad didn't say that.
唯有耶稣这样讲。
Only Jesus said.
为什么
like that? Why?
因为只有他是神。
Because he is the only God.
所以神的话里面有神性的本质。
So the word of God carries with it divinity.
神的话里面有神的形象，神的记号。
The word of God has his meaning and his image and his plans.
今天有一个人，我们吃饭的时候。
When we were having lunch today,
他讲一句话。
He asked me a question.
我马上问你，你是不是福州人
？I asked this person, "Are you from?"
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他讲话有福州腔嘛。
Because his accent in 福州。
因为是他讲什么？刚才。
What did he say?
他讲是哪一句话
？What question is?
他讲。
And there was a 福州。
如果我们说你很欢喜。
福
州人，你很欢喜。
Different accent for the
我们大家很欢喜啊，那个就福州人了，
对不对 ？You can tell，
因为有福州话的本质的腔调会出来的。
Because the accent of the 福州 will
如果你是潮州话嘛，有潮州腔会出来的。
潮州 accent，
潮州腔，对不对？有那个腔会出来的。耶稣基督是神，所以他讲的话有神性的本质的分量在。
And because Jesus is God, whatever he says carries with it divine essence.
所以他说呢，我是道路、真理、生命，若不借助我，没有人能到父那。
So when you say I'm the way, the truth, and the life, without me, you will not enter into the Father.
你说我也能讲。
You say I can say the same thing.
你试试看，讲看看。
And you try it.
我就是道路、真理、生命。你一面讲一面不好意思。
You probably embarrassed when you do a declaration like that.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你不是。
Because you are not.
你如果讲的话
，It's just something that I just say.
你 copy 他的。
You're just copying.
而且你是违背良心的。
And you say against your own conscience.
在基督的言语里面。
So in the words of Jesus.
有神的本质。
There is divine essence.
在他的话里面。
And in His word.
有神的记号。
And there is a mark of God.
就是这样子。
And this is the simple answer.
But Mr. Four say 2 plus 2. Is equal to me, and I am the only one right. he is qualified to say that because he is Mr. Four.
只有四先生能够说二加二等于四，只有他有这个资格讲这样的话。
好了，这个课堂很麻烦，要跑来跑去。那那些题目在那边，请再跑来跑去一下。我们继续，大家好不好？我把你们的问题啊，每一个人先答一题，有时间再答第二题，好不好呢？因为有的人呢，一张写六七题。
Many people have multiple questions, so you just answer one.
我一答他的呢，别人就等个半死了。所以我们要比较公平一点来看啊。What is the difference between a Roman Catholic and a Christian?
天主教徒跟基督教徒。
基督教徒跟天主教徒分别在哪里
？What's the difference?
分别就是第一， Firstly, 天主教徒是天主教徒。
Firstly, the Roman
基督教徒是基督教徒，我分别在这里了。那么你说他们相信的是不是一样呢
？Do they believe in the same thing？
基督教相信这一本圣经。
The Christians believe in this Bible。
天主教也相信这一本圣经。
The Roman Catholics believe in the same Bible。
那这本圣经是旧约加上新约。
And this is Old and New Testament。
旧约39本，新约27本。
39 books in the Old Testament。
是很有名气。
39 27。
39加27就66本。
So 66 books。
但是呢，天主教的圣经呢，在39跟27之间呢，中间还有十多本。
But the Roman Catholics have extra scriptural books.
那个叫做 Apocrypha.
And these are called Apocrypha.
Apocrypha 被翻译成次经。
And these are Apocrypha secondary scriptures.
为什么叫做次经呢
？Why do we say that?
因为连天主教他们也知道那一部分呢不能同39、27等量齐观。
Because even the Roman Catholics treat this Apocrypha as a separate scripture.
创世纪一直到马拉基、马太到启示录都被承认。天主教、基督教都公认是神所启示的圣经。
From Genesis to Malachi and from Matthew to Revelation are both recognized as the main Bible by
God. 那么 Apocrypha 的四十多本到底是什么呢
？But what are these books in the Apocrypha?
与其他的经典不相同的。
They are all quite different from.
为什么放在里面呢
？Why do they put them in?
天主教是因为这里面对两右之间的文学同风俗背景、地理、历史。政治的了解有相当大的价值同树林的意义，所以也放在里面。
The Roman Catholics believe that it can help join the two testaments in all areas from politics to geography to culture.
In between the testaments.
In between the two covenants.
那么你可以明白当时的宗教背景。
So you can understand the religious background.
不但如此
，Not only that.
天主教也很注重这些这个遗传下来的那个圣品的东西。
The Roman Catholics also believe and put great emphasis on artifacts that have been passed down.
比如说呢，在梵蒂冈有一些的铁钉，他们说是曾经把耶稣钉在十字架上那里原来的铁钉。
Because, for example, in Vatican, they keep a few nails which they think is from the original.
但是有多少呢
？How many are there?
有七个。
There are seven.
那么耶稣被钉了七个地方怎么办呢
？And what about the seven?
不，他们说不会，大概是三个、四个。
They think probably about three or four.
那为什么七个都收起来呢
？Why did they keep seven?
因为怕丢错了。
But they wanted to be very sure.
全部保存起来。
So they kept everything they found.
圣经39加27，他就再加上十多本在里面。
So they added other scriptures as well.
那么钉子就多出几个起来。
And just like more nails.
免得弄错了。动机是好的
It's a good motivation.
但是这个真正纯洁的圣经从神启示的就是基督教这一本
But we believe the true revelation is in this Bible that
除此以外呢
Other than this,
天主教与基督教有两个原则性最大的不同的地方
There are two great differences in principle
第一 First, 基督教相信圣经是神的话是信仰生活最高不能再与其他相比的权威。
The Christian believes that the Bible is the word of God and is the final and highest authority in our life.
而天主教认为呢，要解释这本最高权威的圣经，需要所有的教会大公会议所讨论的结果，这个记录的引导。
But then the Roman Catholics believe that in order to interpret the Bible, you need the council and the various church leaders.
教会的权威
the authority of the church,
使你懂得怎样明白圣经
will help you understand their Bible.
而基督教认为圣经的权威使你懂得教会错误或者不错
Whereas the Christian believe that the Bible will tell you whether the church is right or wrong.
所以这是权威的问题
This is a question of authority.
第二样
Secondly,
基督教相信人与神中间只有一位中保，就是道成肉身。神降为人的耶稣基督。
The Christian believe that there's only one intermediary between God and man, and that is Jesus Christ,
God incarnated.
啊，天主教会呢，除了神人中间有中保以外，基督与人中间还有很多中保。
Whereas the Roman Catholics believe, other than between God and man, between Christ and man, there are a lot of other intermediaries.
人到上帝面前是透过耶稣基督。
In order to reach God, we go through Jesus Christ.
基督教的信仰。
And this is what Christians
believe. 是根据提摩太第二章第五节讲的。
And it's in from the book of Timothy, chapter 2, verse 5.
那么天主教说什么呢？
What does the Roman Catholic
到上帝面前透过耶稣基督。
In order to get to God, you go to Jesus Christ.
那你到耶稣面前透过玛利亚。
But in order to get to Christ, you go to Mary.
再透过其他。
Or other saints.
但是基督教的我们不接受这个。
But we do not accept this.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为基督教要忠于圣经。
Again, we are loyal to the Bible.
圣经从来没有人向玛利亚祷告。
In the Bible, nobody has ever prayed to Mary before.
圣经最后一次记载玛利亚的名字。
The last record of the name Mary in the Bible.
是记载在《使徒行传》第二章第一章第十四节。
In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4.
外界的圣经是记载什么呢
？What does the Bible say about that?
不是使徒们向玛利亚祷告。
Not that the apostles prayed to Mary.
是玛利亚与使徒们一同向耶稣基督祷告。
But then Mary prayed together with the apostles towards Christ.
除此之外，圣经再没有提玛利亚的名字。
After that, the name Mary does not appear anymore.
基督徒就没有接受这样。
So Christians do not accept this.
因为权威的问题。
Because this question of authority.
宗保的问题。
And the question of the intermediary.
有不同的看法。
Because we have different opinions.
产生了第三层次的基建，不同的地方。
So there are differences and created a structure.
比如说呢
，For example,
他们就建立了炼狱的教训。
And because of that, they have concept of purgatory.
就是人死了以后
，That's after you die.
还没有得救的人在炼狱里面。
And those who are not saved will be in purgatory.
这个是没有圣经教训。
And there is no Bible basis for this.
教皇是绝对没有错误的。
Or the Pope is infallible.
这个是圣经没有讲的。
Also no Bible basis.
基督教和天主教是有。
So there are lots of differences between the Roman Catholic and the Christian.
你可以举出一百个证据证明进化论是错的。
You can give me 100.
哪里只有一百个？
You can give me 100 reasons to prove that the theory of evolution is wrong.
但你举不出一个证明，证明上帝存在。
But you cannot give me a single proof that God exists.
我这样传道就是证明上帝存在，你还不懂？
The fact that I'm preaching shows that God exists.
你不能看到上帝存在。
You cannot see the existence of God.
就等于上帝不存在了。
Does that mean that God does not exist?
那你的科学方法太差了。
So your scientific method is wrong.
因为太多东西我们没有办法看到。
Because there are many things we cannot see.
太多东西我们没办法听到。
There are many things we cannot hear.
所以这个房间里面有多少语言在应用，你知道吗？
There are many languages being used in this room.
这个房间里面现在就有人用法文讲话，你知道吗？
Some people are speaking.
你说我没有听见吗？你证明给我看。
Didn't hear. I can't prove.
这个房间里就有一些死掉的人在唱歌。你知道吗？
There are many people who have died and are singing.
现在
，right now，
死人的声音在这里。
They are the voices of the dead is right among us.
你要不要我证明给你看
？You want me to prove it to you？
要不要
？Do you want that？
很简单的
，It's very simple.
我把一个短波的 radio 开起来，你会听到可能 Elvis Presley 声音在传。那不是死人在这个房间里唱歌吗
？All I have to do is turn on the radio and
put on
hear Elvis Presley singing.
那么他已经
voice of the dead.
死了很久了。
And he has been dead a long time.
他的声音还可播出来。
But his voice is still around us.
可惜呢，你的耳朵听不见。
But your ears cannot pick it up.
因为你的耳朵只能听呢，大概20到20,000之间的频率。
Because you can hear between 20 to 20,000.
那个短波的这个收音机。
And a shortwave radio.
或者 FM 的收音机。
Or FM radio.
就可以收到几公里几。几十公里甚至几千公里以外的音波了。
Can receive these waves from thousands of miles
away. 你说我看见谁不存在
？He said I cannot see it, so it does not exist.
我没有听见谁不存在。
I cannot hear it.
请你证明。
Please prove to me.
我告诉你，如果神你不能证明出来，只证明没有资格用在神的身上，就是这样简单。
It simply means that in order to prove the existence of God, proving in itself is not good enough.
什么叫做证明
？What does proving mean?
请你告诉我什么叫做证明
？Can you tell me?
你这个思想很浅的。
This is a very shallow thinking.
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
你的爱人说：“我爱你。
”Oh, your lover say I love you。
你证明出来
？Can you prove your love？
他把你抱起来，亲的很厉害。
I embrace you and kiss you。
那不是证明，那叫做亲嘴。
That's not proving. That's just kissing.
那这个就是爱你嘛
？Does that mean he loves you？
不一定嘛。
Not necessary.
为什么呢？
So,
因为有一些呢，这个李光耀，比如说见到某国的领袖，有时他们会在那这个握手，也会亲一下的嘛。
Because when our politician meet other politicians, sometimes they embrace too.
所以如果呢，比如说呢，马哈蒂尔。 见到苏哈多，他亲啊，同性恋了。你看
，You can't say when Mahathir meets Suharto, he may embrace the
same homosexual. 那么你对我的爱在哪里啊？有没有啊
？Where's your love？
存在不存在
？Does it exist？
在哪里
？Where？
在心里。
It's on my heart。
在心里。
Where？
心里开起来有只有血没有爱。
You can only see your blood in your heart。
那你说我真心爱你
？I really love you。
我从心里爱你。
I love you from the bottom of my heart。
这个很危险的，为什么
？This is dangerous。
有一天你心脏病换一个心，你就爱别人的老婆了。
When you have a heart transplant, you love another person。
所以这个爱不能用物质去把它证明出来。
So surely love cannot be proven physically。
但你不必怀疑爱是存在。
But you don't have to suspect that love is not there。
没办法证明。
It's just that you cannot prove it。
在这个逻辑实证论的哲学里面
in logical philosophy,
logical positivism philosophy,
logical positivism,
有一个最基本的定理
that's a very basic understanding.
他怎么讲呢？现在你注意听啊 anything that cannot be verified in the laboratory does not exist.
在实验室里面不能够被证明的都不存在。
有一次呢，就有一个哲学的学生在阿姆斯特丹跟我谈话。
There's a student of philosophy who spoke to me in Amsterdam.
他骄傲得不得了。
A very proud person.
大概二十七八岁。
About 27, 8 years old, a girl.
他说我很讨厌基督教。
I hate the Christians.
那么你喜欢什么
？Then I ask her, what do you like?
I love philosophy.
I love philosophy.
我说你怎么会 love philosophy 呢
？How can you love philosophy?
Because I'm study student of philosophy.
因为我是哲学的学生。
I have been studying for 4 years. You know.
我已经四年了，你知道吗？
他问了 ，You know? 我说 I don't know.
我不知道。
那那那，他说 What about you？
你怎么样？
我说 I love philosophy too。
我也喜欢哲学。
我没有说 You know？ 因为我自己 know 就是。
Because I know。
我 I love also philosophy。那么他很骄傲，他心里想：这个亚洲来的老老的人怎么会 ？How do you know philosophy？
This old Asian, how do you know？
我说 Let me ask you first. How do you know？
让我问你，你怎么知道呢
？I've been studying 4 years philosophy.
我已经读了哲学四年。
I'm in the University of Utrecht.
我在 Utrecht 的大学。
哦，很好的大学。
It's a good school.
读哲学系的，读了四年。
Four years.
他就反问我 ，How do you know philosophy？
你怎么知道呢？
我说 I know a little bit.
I know.
How do you know a little bit？
你怎么知道
？Because I'm teaching philosophy.
因为我教哲学了。
How long have you teaching philosophy？
你教了多少年？
我说 Not very long, only 18 years.
只有十八年。
那他就开始谦卑下来。
I saw this person start to be humble.
刚才的不可意思，现在谦卑下来。刚才谦卑下来，我看他比较像女孩子。
I suddenly I feel that she looks like a girl when she was.
那我就现在就更像男孩子。
And I'm more like a man.
我说 ，What kind of philosophy you study？ Oh, I study in the 20th century philosophy, and it started from 19th century root, and from logical positivism now into the 这个 logical positivism into the linguistic study of philosophy. 他就开始讲一些人。
He told me all kinds of philosophy she started studying.
后来他突然间再回到骄傲的样子。
And suddenly she was arrogant again.
What kind of philosophy teaching?
And 你读什么样的哲学？
我说 I am teaching from Thales, Anaximander, Archimedes, Lucretius, Platon, Empedocles, Heraclitus, and then Aristotle, Plato.我就一年念了40个名字给他。
So,
念完了他说啊、then you know, you know, philosophy. 我说 I know a little bit, a little bit.、后来他再问了、do you know logical positivism?
Do you know this logical positivism?
我说 if I'm not mistaken, it started from August Comte and then derived from that root.Into the 20th century Ayer and also Wittgenstein. Oh yes, you are right, you are right.
啊，汤姆斯就告诉他的来龙去脉在哪里。
我不过还没有说 you are wrong， 就是。然后呢 ，What is it？ 他考我。
So she started to ask me about my understanding of philosophy.
现在的年轻人有民主有大胆。
So they are democratic and also very brave.
就是少一点礼貌就是。
But unfortunately, a little bit rude.
我说 if I am not mistaken.
如果没有搞错的话
，In logical positivism, there's very, very important foundation as an axiom. Anything that cannot be verified in laboratory does not exist.
这个逻辑哲学很重要的原则就是，实验室里面不能够证明的都不存在。
凡是在实验室里面证明不出来的，都不存在。
If you cannot prove it in the lab, it does not exist.
我讲的 ，Yeah, that's right.
And she said, right. True.
然后我就问她一句话。
So I ask her,
Do you know that this theory itself?Have never been verified in the laboratory.
你知道这个理论本身不在实验室里面被证明吗？
我现在一句话攻出去了。
So I attack her with that question.
她就爬爬，没有仰着头。
She started scratching her head.
我很想问她你在爬什么
？I want to ask her what are you scratching on.
我现在问轮到我 ，Do you know?
And I ask her, 你知道
？You know, you know, do you know? 这个理论没有证明过。
The theory itself has not been proven.
You put it as your foundation.
And you use it as your foundation.
But this foundation itself has never been verified in the laboratory.
这个原则本身就没有在实验室里面被证明过。实验室里面被证明过。